As we head into this Memorial Day weekend with its traditional cookouts, maybe the first in a long time for some, there's a feeling of optimism in the air. More than half of all Massachusetts residents are now fully vaccinated, and most pandemic restrictions are set to expire tomorrow statewide. But economic hardship, along with hunger and food insecurity, remain daily problems for many people across the state. Arlene Fortunato, a senior vice president at the Greater Boston Food Bank, says the sky-high demand for meal assistance precipitated by the pandemic over a year ago continues to this day.
In April 2021, we had our largest distribution month ever in the 40-year history of the Greater Boston Food Bank. So while the vaccine is certainly a sign of hope, it is not by any means a panacea, and we find that people are continuing to struggle with food insecurity in very significant ways across Massachusetts.
I'm wondering how you explain that, given that the economy and the pandemic are on the road to recovery.
Even though the economy is slowly inching back, we are looking at literally millions of families who've lost a year, almost a year and a half, of income and normality. And so even though they might start their jobs up again tomorrow, that doesn't mean that a year's worth of bills and piled up expenses aren't still staring them in the face. And food is among those volatile issues that keep people's lives unstable.
The Greater Boston Food Bank, as we know, partners with more than 600 hunger relief agencies. Put some more numbers to this. Can you tell us how many meals you're putting out now within any given period of time?
So let's talk about April 2021, the highest distribution month ever. We distributed through our 600 partner agencies over 11 million pounds of food, and that equated to about 8.9 million meals. Pre-pandemic, we were seeing about 140,000 users each month coming through the pantry system. Today, that number remains at 600,000.
As I understand it, the Greater Boston Food Bank just in May published a new report on food insecurity. It was a statewide survey, and it found racial inequalities and gaps in access when it comes to need for food. Tell us more about that.
Sure. So that report that you're referring to is something that we did in collaboration with the National Food Access and COVID Research Team called NFACT. Overall, there was a 55% increase in food insecurity from 2019 to 2020. And in Latinx households, those numbers were over 58%, and children experiencing the highest rates of food insecurity at 42%.
Back at the beginning of the pandemic and in the middle of it too, really, there was a lot of talk about how a lot of private citizens and a lot of businesses stepped up to help. Is that support still there?
We saw this tremendous outpouring of generosity and support from the community. And although that is beginning to taper off, we are still well ahead of where we were in 2019 levels. So we're establishing a new floor. But one of the things that's so important, and that's why this interview is so important, is that people continue to understand that even though there is a vaccine for the COVID-19 virus, there's no vaccine for hunger. And even before the pandemic, food insecurity was a crisis in this country and in Massachusetts and Eastern Massachusetts. And it's not going to change overnight. So we need people to continue to stay focused on this very critical problem.
Arlene Fortunato, a senior vice president at the Greater Boston Food Bank, thank you very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition. And as always, the very, very best of luck.
Thank you so much, Bob.